Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:30.
KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News.
The U.S. Senate is expected to take a vote today on the bill package that will send billions in aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
But one Utah senator is leading the charge to defeat those bills. We begin our team coverage with ABC's Perry Russum in Washington.
In the $95 billion funding package, $60 billion would go to Ukraine as it fights off the Russian invasion. Republican Congressman Tom Keene in Ukraine's capital of Kyiv yesterday.
I'm confident that with the stringent oversight and accountability measures in place to ensure that our aid is not subject to fraud, corruption, or diversion. And once on the battlefield, we know that U.S.-provided weapons will be put to good use.
Over the weekend, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called the bill's approval in the House a life-saving decision. Perry Russum, ABC News, Washington.
Senate Republicans generally more open to Ukraine funding than the House, but Utah Senator Mike Lee is spearheading an effort to bring down the new aid package. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with the details. Peter?
Tim, Senator Mike Lee is calling the package a, quote, warmonger wish list from Speaker Mike Johnson. Here's Senator Lee this morning.
The $95 billion aid package with $61 billion for Ukraine and up to $9 billion for Hamas, it's not a done deal yet. 41 senators can stop it.
41 senators is the magic number because it'll take 60 senators to pass this bill through. Among Senator Lee's complaints are that the bill skirts any border security deal and that it allegedly gives the Biden administration oversight over how humanitarian aid gets distributed to places like Gaza. We'll see this morning if 40 senators join Lee against the bill. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Part of the bill package being voted on today would either force the sale of TikTok from its Chinese owners or face a ban in the U.S. TikTok has been spending millions in ad campaigns, asking users to contact their lawmakers to argue against the bill's passage.
Universities around the country are deciding how to handle growing protest over the Israel-Hamas war. ABC's Lionel Moise says parts of Columbia University are now blocked off because of tent cities and security concerns.
I am a professor here. I have every right to be everywhere on campus.
At nearby Columbia University, where protests are entering a sixth day, a pro-Israeli assistant professor said he was not allowed to enter campus where protesters have gathered.
So they are willing to use Jewish brains, but they don't want to let Jewish people in. But I'm not allowed to go on campus where they are allowing the Hamas supporters. And that is a shame.
But was allowed access to his business school down the street.
At least two dozen people were arrested at NYU, while over 100 were arrested at Columbia.
Could Mitt Romney be the next president of Harvard? KSL News Radio's Adam Small takes a look at the growing number of people who think that's a good idea. Adam?
Amanda, this idea started with an op-ed in the Washington Post written by Daniel Rosen, the head of the American Jewish Congress. He wrote, Romney, quote, has the moral courage and independence to identify the root sources of anti-Semitism at the university, end quote. And yesterday, Romney got an endorsement from one of his Senate colleagues and fellow Harvard alum, Senator John Fetterman, who shared that op-ed on X, saying he co-signs with the idea of Romney leading the Ivy League school. Romney got his JD MBA from Harvard. He's yet to comment on the idea. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
There have now been two e-scooter deaths in Salt Lake City in less than a month after a rider hit by a car died from his injuries yesterday. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson reports.
The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission used data from hospitals around the country to find that injuries from e-scooters have continued to rise year over year. Between 2021 and 22, they went up 22%. And between 2017 and 2022, 111 people died in e-scooter-related accidents. Thaddeus Harrington from the CPSC says you should be wearing helmets and following the same rules of the road as cyclists.
Expect vehicle drivers and pedestrians to not see you. So it's good to slow down, be vigilant, and stay aware of your surroundings.
Harrington went on to say e-scooter accidents are most prevalent between May and October. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
So far, no crashes to report on the freeways. Our drive has been pretty quiet. A little bit heavy traffic south gate to Hill Air Force Base. Salt Lake Valley, West Side City Street still moving very smoothly. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A multi-city plan to work with Rocky Mountain Power on a renewable energy project was short-circuited.
One of the participating cities is Mill Creek. Mayor Jeff Silvestrini says they will press on without the power giant, but it was a big setback to lose their power purchasing.
Their announcement that they were going to discontinue doing that, at least temporarily, or till they reassess that. It was kind of a disappointment.
The group will try to secure federal funding to help them hire consultants to obtain power assets. Silvestrini says RMP will still be involved because the constituents of the cities and towns are customers of the utility. He says it will just take them a little bit longer to reach their goal of bringing 100% renewable power to the communities. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
Dating apps say they are focusing on dating safety. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
Tinder will soon have a Share My Date feature, and it allows users to share the location, day, and time of their date, along with a photo of the match and a link to their match's profile. So family members and friends will know exactly where their loved ones will be and who they'll be with.
Other apps have already put safety measures into place. Match.com has a feature that will send an SOS message to emergency contacts if the date isn't going well.
A local backyard concert series will continue after it was almost canceled. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with the details. Michael?
Tim, 81-year-old Carolyn Turkanis has been hosting summer concerts in her backyard on Kensington Avenue for almost 25 years now, but that almost came to an end after the city tried to shut it down, citing codes like traffic congestion and public donations. But the public didn't let that fly. And now Turkanis is hosting the concerts again, albeit with a few suggestions. The concerts could feel more like private parties with invites, and suggested donations from musicians could be swapped by a tip jar, according to Building Salt Lake. At any rate, the show at Carolyn's is back up. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.